This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Biden braces as Russia prepares to invade Ukraine. That story right after this short message. Your voice, beliefs, and freedoms are under attack. In his newest book, God and Cancel Culture, best-selling author Stephen E. Strang takes political correctness, self-censorship, and cancel culture head-on so that you can stand strong in a world that aims to take out you and all that you hold dear, replacing it with a secular, woke gospel and silencing the Word of God. Stand strong before it's too late and get your copy of God and Cancel Culture today at MyCharismaShop.com. On Sunday, the United States State Department started ordering American personnel at the Ukrainian embassy to leave the country due to the fear of a Russian invasion. Families and dependents of staffers, as well as non-essential embassy staff, must leave at the government's expense if needed. Russia has been building up its military forces on the border of Ukraine, and an invasion looks threatening. The State Department commented that the security conditions, particularly along Ukraine's border, in Russia-occupied Crimea, and in Russia-controlled eastern Ukraine, are unpredictable and can deteriorate with little notice. Demonstrations, which have turned violent at times, regularly occur throughout Ukraine, including Kyiv. They also are giving a strong warning, saying, do not travel to Ukraine due to the increased threats of Russian military action and COVID-19. Exercise increased caution in Ukraine due to crime and civil unrest. Some areas have increased risk. Former Director of Global Engagement under the Obama administration, Brett Bruen, commented that during the President Biden's speech the previous week that this clumsy, cringeworthy attempt to distinguish between minor and major invasions sent a clear signal to the Kremlin that if troops stopped short of a full-scale military operation, they might avoid a serious response from the West. This is an ideal outcome for Russia. In fact, it is a preferred path forward. And this is, unfortunately, part of a broader, more detached approach to foreign crises that the White House has taken. The Kremlin took it as a major moment to move ahead with an ambitious attempt to assert more control over its neighbors. Now Biden is deliberating his military action by considering deploying 1,000 to 5,000 troops, warships, and aircraft to the Baltic region. The New York Times reported that this move would signal a major pivot in the Biden administration, which up until recently was taking a restrained stance on Ukraine out of fear of provoking Russia into invading. Pray for the situation between Russia and Ukraine and the potential U.S. involvement, and that it would be all resolved peacefully.